Hi guys, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast. My name is Sabri Raghavan, and today is the 2nd of February. I was here with another episode yesterday, and I was talking about investing time and money, and I said yesterday in yesterday's episode that I will be coming back today, and here I am. So if you're someone who's come here for the first time, then I really hope that you enjoy the stuff that I'm putting out, and I really hope you connect and find some sort of value from it, and that it helps you in some way or another. If you're someone who's come here all the time and you love listening to my podcast and everything, then that really means a lot to me, and really hope that you share this with your friends and tell all the people you know about the stuff that I'm doing. Alright, so today's episode, as you have probably guessed from the title, is about the book, about a specific topic, about specific knowledge, specialized knowledge versus general knowledge, right? So I was reading a book yesterday, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And there is a chapter in which he talks about the importance of specialized knowledge versus general knowledge. Now, let me just explain a bit briefly about what these two things mean, and then I'll go into explaining what I learned from it. General knowledge is basically what schools and colleges will teach us and are still teaching children since time immemorial, right? Because I remember when I was in second and third grade, I was being taught general knowledge. I think even first grade. My younger brother was taught general knowledge. And when they say general knowledge, they mean all these, you know, monuments, the who was the first president, which is the national animal, and all these kind of things. And they call it general knowledge, and they think general knowledge is very important. So if you I'm 100% sure if you're someone from my generation or someone from my batch or my age listening to this, then I'm sure you've had adults and teachers tell you that general knowledge is very important for life. In interviews, you'll find it useful, and in quizzes, you'll find it useful. It's right, you need general knowledge, obviously. But in the book, Napoleon Hill talks about specialized knowledge being much more important than general knowledge. What does he say? What is specialized knowledge? For example, Mark Zuckerberg, if you take him, for example, let's just say, this is completely hypothetical, right? Maybe Mark Zuckerberg won't be as knowledgeable with the concept of electrical vehicles as much as Elon Musk is, right? Elon Musk is the, you know, everything about him. Obviously, I've spoken enough about him. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla Electricals and all of that, because he is fascinated with the idea and he's obsessed with the idea of electrical transport. Transport that use battery charge. So you obviously know about Tesla motors and all of that. Whereas Mark Zuckerberg is a more internet-based person, internet-based personality. So I'm assuming that Mark Zuckerberg is a person that is maybe not that knowledgeable when it comes to electrical motors. But then when it comes to social media, when it comes to Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, he is the most knowledgeable person to deal with or to learn from. Similarly, Elon Musk may not be that knowledgeable when it comes to, I don't know, the algorithms of Instagram or Facebook and WhatsApp and all of that. So what I'm trying to say is these two people are successful respectively in their different fields, right? Mark Zuckerberg does not need to now go and think about what Tesla is doing, because he has a specialized set of knowledge that he is using for his companies. Similarly, Elon Musk is doing the same thing. Now, what Napoleon Hill says in the book is schools and colleges train us, our parents are, it's something that's been happening for a long time. We can't blame anyone. They train us to learn more about general knowledge. They tell us, learn this, learn everything, learn a little bit about everything, and they call it general knowledge. But to succeed in life, to succeed in a specific position, to succeed in a specific place, a job or a company, whatever it is, you will need to have specialized knowledge. What is specialized knowledge? Knowledge about one particular topic in a very vast, in a very elaborative manner. Right? That is what specialized knowledge is. So Mark Zuckerberg has specialized knowledge about the internet. Elon Musk has specialized knowledge about electrical motors. Very simple. That is all specialized knowledge is. So you need to improve and you need to focus on specialized knowledge rather than general knowledge. Now, it could be any field. It could be in any field. You could take art. There are different types of art. You could take singing. There are different types of singing. You could take, you could take dancing. There are different types of dancing. Like a lot of different styles of writing, different ways to write different books. So many different things, right? So whatever field you take, you have to understand that you have also have to be specialized in it. Now, a few years back, our education system found out that yes, specialization is important. And that's why they came up with the concept of higher degrees, higher studies called postgraduate programs, where children can go and study and specifically in one thing. Which that is very good thing. That is a very, very appropriate thing. Because now you know that you have MBA in finance, you have MBA in marketing. Now these MBA degrees, these, you know, masters in business administration degrees will focus only on finance or marketing. Specialized. But what we need to do is, instead of waiting for 20 years or 21 years to finally go and get specialized knowledge in a subject, right from a young age, we should start seeking specialized knowledge. We should start consuming specialized knowledge and improve specialized knowledge in one specific field. Right? Now, when I was a football player, I still am, but I don't play very regularly, my position was left back. So when it comes to a left back, left wing back, I knew what to do. I know where to position myself when the opponent is attacking from the right side, or when they are attacking from the left side, or when they are attacking from the middle. I know where I have to be. I know what I have to do. I know my role in the team. But if I was put into, say, some other position, I won't perform at my best, because my specialization is left wing back. That is where I perform best. That is where I had gained specific knowledge. Right? So whatever it is that you do, whatever specific thing that you're looking for, gain knowledge in that as much as you can. Be the most knowledgeable person in that specific field, and then use that knowledge. Remember, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. You have to convert knowledge into action, different streams of action, put it into proper plans, and then execute whatever it is that you plan to execute. Right? This is what I learned yesterday after reading one chapter from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I found it super, super useful. Specialized knowledge versus general knowledge was yesterday. It was like, it just really opened up so many different dimensions for me. And I really hope that you found this useful as well. And what else can I say? I guess that's it for today's episode. I hope you really found it useful. And that you know, if you liked it, then don't forget to share it with your friends. Tell the people you know about it. And yeah, just spread the word about Sabri Raghavan. Because, you know, why not? So I'll see you very soon, most probably next week. Yeah, we're done with the 2 episodes for this week. And yeah, till then, take care, stay strong, and what else? Yeah, I'll see you soon.